cyber capabilities, as well as project power far beyond its borders.
I'm John Clemens.
Empire actor Jussie Smollett is pleading not guilty to more than a dozen charges against him. Trial attorney Heather Hansen talks about what Smollett is possibly facing if found guilty.
At most, I think he's probably going to get probation. He's up for, there's 1 to 3 years for every one of those counts, so there could be a long time.
Hansen was also pleased that cameras were allowed in today's court hearing. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Students across the nation are suing over the college cheating scandal. The students claim they were denied a fair opportunity to gain admission to colleges because of the scandal. Earlier this week, the feds charged 50 people, including wealthy parents, coaches, and two Hollywood celebrities. Investigators say the parents funneled bribes through a Southern California businessman to get their kids into the best colleges in the country. Dr. Drew Pinsky joins Fox News and says this falls a lot on the parents.
All roads lead to narcissism, really. We've had a narcissistic turn in this country for the last 30 to 50 years. When I first started working in a psychiatric hospital, I saw all kinds of different personality disorder diagnostic spectrums. Around the mid-90s, cluster B was all we saw, 100% of the time. Sociopath, narcissist, borderline. And if you are a parent, your child is an extension of you, and you cannot stand to see them uncomfortable. And so you have to save them from every discomfort.
And regarding that cheating scandal, Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana tells Fox News what the everyman and blue-collar folks are thinking out there when they hear a story like this.
And they tell me this every day. They say, Kennedy, we get up every day, go to work, obey the law, try to teach our kids morals. We try to do the right thing. But we look around and we see too many undeserving people at the top, cutting corners and getting bailouts, and too many undeserving people at the bottom getting handouts, and we're playing by the rules, and we get every time.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You know what? Why not? We're going to go a little old school. I mean old school, back the infancy, the early days of the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Back in it, 20 years ago. 20 years ago, we were only on 1 hour. Actually, we first started out on two stations 20 years ago, and we, you know, grew kind of quickly. But we really, when we first started off on the program, I was much angrier. I was. I admit it. I would yell a hell of a lot more than I do now. And again, I was ranting and raving about all the ripoffs and cons and scams. And it was what we deal with week in, week out, still to this day. I don't spend nearly close to the amount of time that we used to on that. I recognized that it was an exercise in futility to some degree. I think, you know, maybe if I yell and scream a little bit too much, people get tired of it. And I did have a bit of a little bit of an epiphany a little over 10 years ago when I said to myself, you know, I said, people have got to start taking responsibility. They have to start taking responsibility. I have to start putting the onus on my listeners. I'm providing them with the information. I'm pointing them in the right direction. If they're not going to listen and they're going to continue to get ripped off, what can I do? See, the reason why I would get angry, the reason why I would yell is I failed. I feel like I didn't get through. We here on this program, we warn people about Madoff, countless scams all over the country. We get calls from all over the place. It's what we do. One of the things we do, we give real quick. It doesn't take us long. It doesn't take us long to give someone a second opinion. Someone will call us up and they've got some real estate investment group that's putting together a private placement, and it's this investment firm. It doesn't take me long to discern that it's a scam. However, my track record in regards to convincing people, not so good. Now batting average is okay. Okay. I think many people call in because they want to, quite honestly, they want me to give them the A-OK to go ahead and do it. And oftentimes they don't like it. They can't stand it. They get upset with me when I tell them this is not right, this is a scam, because they've already cashed the check from all the money that they were going to make. Let me give you a quick trick from the investment con artists out there. One of the things that they do is they like to paint you a picture. They look to find out what your greed buttons are. They do. What your greed buttons are, and everyone has something. Something. And when people think of the word greed, they think automatically boats and cars and mansion. It's not just that. You've got people out there that want to make money so they can give money away. They can give money to their church, their community. And these con artists, they find that out too. How many different scams have we uncovered inside houses of worship all over the country? Again and again and again. They know. They sit in on your Bible groups. They get to know you. And they can figure out what you want, press the right buttons, and away they go. Get rich quick con artists, the world's second oldest profession. It was a column this past week. It was on CNBC talking about whether or not your broker has landed on the bad guy list. I used to, every month, I used to take a look at the list. I don't even know if they provide it anymore. I don't know if they do. They have this long list of schlock brokers and advisors and all of the fines and all of the ripoffs and scams that they caught. These are the ones they just caught. Judgments that were made from all over the country. And every month, the thing would, if I printed the thing out, it averaged anywhere between 15 to 25 pages a month. They're everywhere. We like to remind everyone, our motto here, everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. If you follow that, you'll keep yourself out of trouble more often than not. You'll keep yourself out of trouble. There is no quick, there is no easy, there is no guarantee. So I got a stack of, I haven't even been covering them here on the program. The stack is now, that I printed up, it's a good 2 inches thick. Story after story after story. Here's one that, again, we had people call in, call me up, and again, people are shocked. Shocked. Or email me. People email me, they'll ask a question, and I filter. The people out there that have questions in regards to some investment firm, whatever it may be, we go to those right away. Because to us, it's like 911. It's an emergency. We've got to go there first. Phone calls as well. We warned a bunch of people about this. And it's sad to say, what do they call it when you strike out? Was it four times in a game? Is it the golden sombrero or something like that? Yeah. Golden sombrero for your watchdog on Wall Street because nobody listened. Nobody listened. Robert Shapiro, the former chief executive officer of Woodbridge Group, agreed to pay $120 million to the Securities and Exchange Commission to settle allegations that he defrauded investors in a $1.2 billion real estate Ponzi scheme. His company is now bankrupt. He was promising people returns in upwards of 10% flipping real estate. Flipping real estate. Why the hell would he need you if he can guarantee returns of 10% flipping real estate? All he was doing was running a Ponzi scheme. He spent the money that was coming in on what? Charter planes, country club fees, luxury items, so on and so forth. How many times have I told this exact same story, insert a different name, a different firm name, or a different type of scam over the past 20 years here on the program? Countless. Dave Hansen, 47, formerly of Idaho Falls, indicted. 17 counts of wire fraud, 6 counts of tax fraud. Yellowstone Partners. Yep, this investment advisor had satellite offices, $850 million in assets under management. Yep, this guy systematically and intentionally overbilled many of his clients' accounts. Again, one of the things that you need to look for, and one of the things that we will help you. If you have a gut feeling that something is wrong, it probably is. Have us take a look. We'll be honest with you. We'll tell you how it is, because let me tell you something. We also have people listen to this program that calls up, ask for a second opinion in regards to their portfolio and their finances, and we look at it and we say, your advisor's doing a hell of a job. You're doing just fine. Yeah, we're not trying to poach anybody who's doing a great job. That's not what we do. The bulk of the business that we handle our people transferring accounts in on a regular basis. Why? Because they're being mishandled. What if there's everything's going great, your advisor's doing the right job, not overcharging, what are we going to do? Everything's fine. Thank you for listening to the program. And we part. It's okay. Another one here. This is down in Florida. One Global Capital. Raising money. That they'd love doing this too. Unregistered securities. Unregistered securities here. You're going to buy stock in our deal. The securities aren't even registered. They're promising the sun, the moon, the stars, and ridiculous profits because they're going to go public soon. Yeah, that's been going on forever in 10 days. And again, hot spots for this, Florida. Florida, they know where to go. They know who to ask. They hold the seminars. They invite the people to the free dinner scaminars. Doesn't take much. They just need a few people at every one of those little dinner things to rip people off. This one I thought was interesting, too. This is you talk about a dirtbag. This guy's a billionaire. This guy's a billionaire. I've met this guy. Philip Frost from Ladenburg Thalmann. Yeah, he owns a bunch of other little brokerage firms. Being a billionaire wasn't enough. He decided to run a pump and dump scheme, a la Jordan Belfort and boiler room operations, and ended up ripping people off. All it was, they weren't real. They would just pump up the stocks and blow out and destroy everyone else. Again, he's a billionaire. He'll pay a fine and he'll walk away scot-free because that's how white-collar justice works for the wealthy on Wall Street. But I can go on here. Ex-Morgan Stanley advisor sentenced to prison for fraud. Largest ever Ponzi scheme in Maryland. Rocks investors, $345 million vanishes. $102 million Ponzi scheme. Luxury cars, funded Las Vegas parties. On and on and on. We're doing the best we can here. We are. We're doing the best we can. We need your help. What I mean by needing your help is we need you not to be a victim. We need you to use your head. And again, recognize the fact that there's nothing quick and easy. Everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. Get the help you need. We have a litany of things at our website. Account repair kits, annuity help kits for all the ridiculous, god-awful annuities that are being sold out there. Free consultations with our certified financial planners. We're an ear for you. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Mike Hewitt here. Truly, what will be the philosophy of government in the next generation? Not the left, but the extreme left has a whiskey grip on all levels of education in the United States. We pay more per student than any other country in the world, and what we get in return is indoctrination rather than education. We raise children to have reverence for teachers and professors, yet many of those educators are bent on a narrative of countercultural nonsense, identity division, and hardline socialism. Differing opinions aren't welcome. Tolerance and equality apply if you agree with them. Have you heard the craziness spewing from taxpayer-funded education? Students driving themselves into mortgage-sized debts for a curriculum full of propaganda? We have a problem that demands our attention. Find the Mike Hewitt Show on Facebook and tell us what you think.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Sadly, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. Even sadder, most of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. And if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes or medication, listen. The reason so many die is because not enough are willing to change. You can stop it, starting right now. It's your life. Listen to your doctor. Eat better. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Little Blondie. Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. I mentioned last hour quickly. It's 10 years. 10-year anniversary of the devil's bottom, the devil's low, S&P 500 bottoming out at 666. I remember exactly where I was when everything was kind of going to hell in a handbasket. It was my daughter's godfather's. We did a little birthday for him with the kids and all of our friends. We were in Mexico's 50th birthday party. And I was on the phone a lot. I was doing a lot of guest appearances via the phone. I actually remember the phone that I was using. I remember I got back. I hated the thing so much. I'd got myself that. It was the BlackBerry. It was the new BlackBerry, a little bit different than the other one, and the thing was terrible. I remember having so much trouble with it. I'm doing all these phone calls and speaking with people and trying to explain to them and reassure them that, guess what? The sun's going to come out tomorrow. And various different columns that I wrote over the entire market implosion was geared toward that. Again, I would be appearing on a lot. Go back. It's when I really did a lot of television at that point in time. I'm calm as could be. You can actually go see all my television appearances. They're all archived. Calm as can be, explaining to everyone that it's going to be all right. But, again, financial crisis, summer of the shark type of a moment for the mainstream media. The ability to scare and frighten as many people as possible, get people tuned in, glued to their television sets. What bank is going to fail next? Who's going to collapse next? The death, the death of the American economy, one thing after another. Well, we didn't subscribe to all that. I grabbed a piece that I did 10 years ago. 10 years ago, everything's going nuts. All sorts of gloom, all sorts of doom. Didn't make any difference at that point in time, did it? Print, television, radio. Unprecedented. Depression. Unparalleled. Again, again, again. Media. No concern whatsoever for context. No concern at all for accuracy. 40 years ago from today. 40 years ago. Business Week magazine. Again, mainstream media. Business Week magazine was a pretty big business publication 40 years ago. They had a cover piece. Cover story. Death of equities. The death of equities. That's it. The stock market done and over with. At that point in time, the Dow was at 875. Was at 875. It had been trading kind of flatlining up and down since topping out in January of 1973. The synopsis of the column, I have it here. The masses long ago switched from stocks to investments having higher yields and more protection from inflation. Now the pension funds, the market's last hope, have won permission to quit stocks and bonds for real estate, futures, gold, and even diamonds. The death of equities looks like an almost permanent condition. Reversible someday, but not soon. 40 years ago in Business Week. We'll get into this when we get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We shall return.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Connecticut Supreme Court ruled on Thursday that gunmaker Remington can be sued over how it marketed the Bushmaster rifle used to kill 20 children and 6 educators at Sandy Hook Elementary School back in 2012. Alan Gottlieb is the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. He explains what this means for Remington.
Well, what the court said was is that one of the claims could stand, all the others can't, and so now it goes back to trial. But, of course, my guess is Remington will appeal this to probably the United States Supreme Court from the state court in Connecticut and have it overthrown.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is defending her opposition to impeaching President Trump. Talking with reporters today on Capitol Hill, Pelosi says the House has many other important issues to deal with.
And it is not worth our time to take our attention from that.
President Trump is welcoming the Prime Minister of Ireland to the White House today. This is USA Radio News.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Restore your vehicle's lost power by cleaning your entire fuel system with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Right now, buy one bottle, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Keep your engine clean and improve performance with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Sometimes things pop up from time to time. It's kind of serendipitous in regards to this radio program. Things come together. I've been doing this for such a long period of time, and so many shows, so many years, so many appearances, columns, whatever it may be. And something will happen. There'll be an anniversary, something, a teachable moment, and things will come together. And the odd thing is there'll be an outside story that will remind me of something. This past week, the reason why I bring up this column that I wrote back in the winter of 2009, The Waiting Place, happened to be because there was a story this past week where some morons, that's right, some morons at some university that are trying to get their PhD, they had nothing to really, I guess, write about. So they decided to come out with a paper or a book saying that Dr. Seuss is a racist. Yeah. Sad. I mean, it's the country we're living in. Yeah, Dr. Seuss is racist. The main characters are white. What? Huh? They're cartoons. What are the Simpsons? What color are they? They're yellow. It drives me berserk, I know. But hey, it reminded me of this column. So we're talking about, again, we're 10 years ago. Again, we're all going to die. Hell in a handbasket. Go out and buy your Glenn Beck seed bank and all sorts of good stuff. Yeah, sky's going to fall. And I wrote this column entitled The Waiting Place. And again, The Waiting Place is a part of a Dr. Seuss book that I love. It was actually the first book that I bought for my first son. Oh, the places you go. And Dr. Seuss writes, and I'm sorry, I don't see how this is racist, you won't lag behind because you'll have the speed. You'll pass the whole gang and you'll soon take the lead. Wherever you'll fly, you'll be the best of the best. Wherever you go, you'll top all the rest. Except when you don't, because sometimes you won't. I'm sorry to say so, but sadly it's true. That bang-ups and hang-ups can happen to you. You can get all hung up in a prickly perch and your gang will fly on. You'll be left in a lurch. You'll come down from a lurch with an unpleasant bump and the chances are that you'll be in a slump. And when you're in a slump, you're not in for much fun. Unslumping yourself is not easily done. You'll come to a place where the streets are not marked. Some windows are lighted, but mostly they're darked. A place you could sprain both your elbow and chin. Do you dare to stay out? Do you dare to go in? How much can you lose? How much can you win? And if you go in, should you turn left, right, right in three quarters, or maybe not quite? Or go around back and sneak in from behind? Simple it's not, I'm afraid you will find, for a mind maker upper to make up his mind. Or her mind. I'll be politically correct. You can get so confused that you'll start into race down long-winged roads at a brick-necking pace. The grind on for miles across weirdest wild space, headed, I fear, for a most useless place. The waiting place. People just waiting. Waiting for a train to go, or a bus to come, or a plane to go, or the mail to come, or the rain to go, or the phone to ring, or the snow to snow, or waiting around for a yes or a no, or waiting for their hair to grow. Everyone is just waiting. Waiting for the fish to bite, or waiting for the wind to fly a kite, or waiting around for Friday night, or waiting perhaps for their Uncle Jake, or a pot to boil, or a better break. Or a string of pearls, or a pair of pants, or a wig with curls, or another chance. Everyone is just waiting. How about this? This is what I wrote back then. How about waiting for a recession to end? Or their home value to go up? Or a better job? Or a fairer tax code? A higher stock market? A different president? Different leadership? I can't stress to everyone out there, my clients all over the world, our listeners all over the world, our readers, you don't want to be in the waiting place. We talked about optionality in the first hour of the program. Stuff's going to happen. It's 10-year anniversary. Again, think about it. 10 years ago. A lot of money was made at Markowski Investments and Markowski Investments clients during the Great Recession. That Business Week article from 40 years ago, signaling the end of equities, ushered in the greatest bull market in history. Slowdowns, issues, they're going to happen. But you turn them into opportunities to grab market share, to increase, to better one's business. We got a time. All right, you know, I get back. I'll finish up with this, but I'm gone. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff at the site. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Come. coming to theaters for 3 days only. Patterns of Evidence, The Moses Controversy.
The Lord said to Moses, write this in a book.
A new documentary follows investigative filmmaker Timothy Mahoney's faith-affirming journey throughout the Middle East in search of scientific evidence that Moses wrote the first books of the Bible.
So the question is the Bible a literal story of God acting in history?
Patterns of Evidence, The Moses Controversy. Be in theaters March 14th, 16th, and 19th only. For tickets, go to patternsofevidence.com/Moses.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
All those traditional fantasies about retirement involve walking out of the workplace, whole new world. You got a vineyard, lots of golf, family time, social groups, all these stuff that you were dreaming of doing. Yep, the money and energy to enjoy it are all there, right? Well, maybe not so much. The picture today shaping up very, very differently. Over 50% of Americans of working age households are at risk of not maintaining their standard of living in retirement. That's right, much less board that fantasy cruise. With lifespans increasing, pensions dwindling, crafting a realistic retirement plan is not what it used to be. News stories and several research studies warn of a looming retirement crisis. That's what we're warning you about. You want to enjoy the type of retirement that you always dreamed of? Well, what you need to do is you need to get to our website. Get to watchdogonwallstreet.com and download our free white paper on the retirement crisis. That's watchdogonwallstreet.com.
9,997. No, no, no.
Suppose Thomas Edison had given
9,998.
But his failures only led him to the next idea.
9,999.
Picture Times Square, dim, Las Vegas, dark, your home, black. Picture no electric light. Optimism. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back. Welcome back to The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Again, I'm looking and I'm going back. And again, you can check all this stuff out. It's all there at our archives at watchdogonwallstreet.com or Markowski Investment Sites, the columns that we wrote, trying to get people to not lose their heads. It wasn't my clients. Some of our, at that point in time, because we're always bringing in new business and all new clients and new partners in all the time. And obviously some of the ones that were new to Markowski Investments, they weren't used to what we do. We're a little bit more skittish during the Great Recession. But our long-term, they got it. They understand after a period of time. But it's our listeners. And you know, what do we have now? Getting the Markowski Quarterly around the world, it's, you know, tens of thousands of people trying to get out, trying to write columns, trying to inspire people, trying to keep them focused, eye on the prize top stuff, type stuff. And one I wrote back in July of 2008 talking about this called The Witch. And I was actually utilizing stuff from Disney's Little Einsteins and scaring people. And another one I wrote, Pep Talk, a reality check. It's so many of them. And week in, week out here on the program, I would come on I had a one-hour afternoon program as well, Monday through Friday, in Sarasota, Florida. But, you know, the big program here, trying to get people to focus. It's hard. It is. You get that drumbeat around you. You get the mainstream media all around you beating the drum. It's hard. It's hard to battle against that. I know. Anyway, I concluded the column. I actually went to John F. Kennedy. He gave a speech in Indianapolis. This is on April 15th of 1959, where he stated, when written in Chinese, the word crisis is compounded of two characters. One represents danger. The other represents opportunity. Now, I'll be honest, there's debate as to whether that statement is completely accurate, with some Chinese scholars debating the actual origins of the symbols. Either way, sounds good. It makes a great deal of sense. Slowdowns, recessions, issues, crises are all opportunities, especially for the anti-fragile. Don't participate in the negativity. And most certainly, get your butt out of that waiting place. And got to take a break. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our 24-hour help day help hotline, 800-471-5984.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
I haven't heard this tune in ages. Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. I got to delve into this, when one of, again, I make fun of all the time here on the program. I make fun of the field of economics, and I equate it to astrology, tarot card readers, Miss Cleo. Unless, of course, you're an economist that
knows your limitations. That knows your limitations. That's not trying to come up with some, get published, get some sort of Nobel Prize, that all of a sudden they've got it all figured out. They've got Mother Nature figured out. When I say Mother Nature just doesn't apply to nature. It applies to human nature. It applies to the free market. And we see study after study by Ivy League economists that we make fun of here on the show. We crack jokes about it. It's heralded. It's, wow, it's groundbreaking. They're on every single program out there. And then a few years later, I'm like, see, I told you so. They didn't have an idea what the hell we were talking about. Well, I have some exceptions for certain economists that I call them, I hate to use the phrase common sense because there's just such a lack of it nowadays. But this is the old school version of common sense. Guys like Thomas Sowell, Walter Williams. Thomas Sowell was interviewed this past week. And I recommend to my listeners, I have to do this. I got to remind myself to have a reading list up on our site because I get quite a few emails asking me what I'm reading or books that I could recommend. Book that must read. Must read. And if you've got a kid that's going to business school, you've got a kid in college, even not going to business school. And this should be required reading in high school, as far as I'm concerned. Basic Economics by Thomas Sowell. Read it. He is being interviewed this past week. Now, Thomas Sowell, as a kid, the Marxist. The Marxist. And he was being interviewed this past week, and he said that I do have a great fear that in the long run, we may not make it. Said, I hate to say that. The one thing that keeps me from being despairing is that we don't know. There are so many things that we can't possibly know. And so we may make it, but I wouldn't bet on it. And he's talking about how individuals, people, adopt willful ignorance, in particular in regards to socialism, its track record around the world. And he stated so many people today, including in the leading universities, don't pay much attention to evidence. Facts. And we talk about that all the time. They don't matter. 2 + 2 = 10. If they want it to be equal to 10, 2 + 2 = 10. He went on, he said, when you see people starving in Venezuela and fleeing into neighboring countries and realize that this is a country that once had the world's largest oil reserves, you realize that they've ruined a very good prospect with ideas that sounded good, but didn't turn out well. The so-called exceptions are almost universal on every continent among people of every race, color, creed, and whatever. And he's right. And I want to point out here on the program. We supposedly have a two-party system here, right? Two-party system, conservative Republicans, elephants and donkeys. I don't buy it. I don't. Republicans, they couldn't repeal Obamacare, even though they said they were going to do it time and time again. Republicans talk about border enforcement, yet, and I think that's one of the biggest ruses going. We got record amounts of people coming across the border, and a guy in the White House that claimed he was going to take care of it. That was the thing he was going to do. We'll get into that a little bit later on in the program. But we also have a party right now that wants to start another government handout program, going along with Democrats. Paid family leave. Oh, yeah, Republicans want to do this, too. We're going to start another government handout program that says if you have a kid, the government is going to give you money. Give you money to be off from work. Oh, that's so nice. They're so caring. They're so wonderful. What are you talking about? Why is the government giving you money? Because you're having a child. Well, it's good. The parents can stay home. Wait a second. That's called family planning. It's called being responsible. You want to stay home with your child? Take that into consideration before having a child and whether or not you can even afford it. And Republicans are talking about, well, you know, a lot of businesses out there, they give paid family leave and all this stuff. Of course they do, because the labor market is tight. That's a good thing. Businesses are competing, so they'll give that. But they're saying, oh, well, you know, lower income and certain middle class people, they're not going to have that option at the work, the jobs that they're going to have. Well, I don't want to be harsh here, but I am. If you've got an entry-level job, you got an entry-level job, which is fine. I had plenty of entry-level jobs. I flipped burgers. I cleaned toilets. I washed dishes. I just didn't have kids when I was doing that. You might want to reconsider. Just saying, how about a little responsibility? Kids are not cheap. My God, I remember, it's been years ago, but going and buying formula at Babies R Us? Holy shnikes. Personal responsibility. You want it when? WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Beto O'Rourke is meeting with Iowans today. This is part of his three-day swing as he announced that he's running for president. The former congressman from Texas joins an already crowded 2020 Democratic field. President Trump was asked about O'Rourke today at the White House.
I've never seen hand movement. I watched him a little while this morning doing, I assume it was some kind of a news conference, and I've actually never seen anything quite like it. Study it. I'm sure you'll agree.
The Connecticut Supreme Court ruled on Thursday in favor of the parents whose children were killed in the 2012 mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School, reversing a lower court judge who dismissed the family's lawsuit against the gunmaker Remington. Founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, Alan Gottlieb, believes this is just another way for the government to infringe upon your Second Amendment rights.
Well, this is definitely an attempt by gun prohibition people to try and use the courts instead of the legislature to ban guns, and that's what their intent is.
This is USA Radio News.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
More Americans filed for unemployment last week. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Labor Department saying 229,000 workers filed first-time claims last week. That's 6,000 more than the week before. The biggest injunction claims were in New York, California, Pennsylvania, and Oregon. Sharpest decline seen in Massachusetts, Kentucky, Washington, and Rhode Island.
The Boeing 737 MAX airliner fleet is grounded across the globe after two deadly crashes. Former FAA Administrator Barry Valentine tells Fox News it's hard to determine how long this investigation into the Ethiopian Airlines crash will take.
It'll depend on the nature of the information they get, for example, from the black boxes and from what they can determine from investigating the crash site itself. But I would expect it would take some time before they would have a conclusive determination as to cause.
Valentine also says no data transmitted from any Boeing 737 MAX plane in the United States has shown any signs that there's a problem here. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.